you're having a great day. I'm Nicole Lappin at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Thanks so much for checking in with us today. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Preparing for nuclear talks with Iran in a big shift in White House policy, Washington will now send Undersecretary of State William Burns to Switzerland this weekend to sit on a previously scheduled meeting between the European Union and Iran's chief nuclear negotiator. Officials say that Burns will listen in and reiterate the U.S. position that Iran must suspend its uranium enrichment program before talks can even proceed. Meanwhile, another Iraqi province has been handed over to local security control. Coalition forces transferred authority to the largely Shiite Qadisiyah province to Iraqis today. The move comes amid calls from Iraqis for the United States to come up with a troop withdrawal timetable. And speculation is growing about whom Senator and presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama will pick as his running mate. Former Senator Sam Nunn of Georgia, Senator Evan Bayh of Indiana, both joined Barack Obama today at Purdue University to talk about national security issues. Nunn and Bayh are widely believed to be on Obama's vice presidential shortlist. Well, on the Republican side, Mitt Romney's vice presidential stock may be rising. Senator John McCain seemed to suggest that a added fundraiser in New Mexico this week that his former rival would make a good running mate. McCain said, quote, "I'm appreciative every time I see Mitt on television on my behalf." This is coming at the same time as people are losing money and jobs are being shed. American Airlines is now laying off 200 pilots as part of an ongoing plan to trim company payroll by 8% or 6,800 positions. American also is also planning to cut flights and ground older gas-guzzling planes. Its parent company, by the way, AMR, lost more than $1.4 billion, with a B, dollars in the second quarter of this year. But the performance is actually better than Wall Street had expected. And those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source, online, on TV, or on your cell phone. Take care.